This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need you to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I will just such a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just hopefully having as much fun as I am. Seriously, I get the biggest kick out of some of the things that we're seeing happen. As you know, coming out of Washington, and we're looking at I jumped right into it. Let me back up a little bit. Thank you for listening to Real Side with Joe Messina. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there on the website, and it can actually detract you from listening. And I want you to listen, because I want you to get informed. It really is that simple for me. Okay? I mean, again, there's so much happening in the news, it's so hard to keep up with. You can't do it all on your own. You know, we've been hearing for a long time on how these FISA warrants were obtained and how the abusive way in which they were obtained. And you're starting to see all that now come to fruition. You're starting to understand now what the true corruption. It's not even a Russian connection anymore. Now it's the thug connection. It's the mafia, the D.C. mafia connection. I mean, these guys are acting like the mafia does. You can't win because they're against you. They have all the power. And they've got, technically, they've got the law on their side. Hey, I don't know if you guys remember Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. He's on from time to time. I always enjoy having him on with me. He's predicted the elections, I think the last four or six election cycles. He'll tell us when he comes on. He's written a bunch of books. And what we're going to talk about is whether or not, you know, after a year in office, has President Trump come true? Right? I mean, who's ahead? Who's winning right now? Is it the media? Is it Trump? Is it Democrats? It ain't the Republicans, because I'm not so sure we have any real Republicans in D.C., If you can name me one or two, let me know, because I haven't found any yet. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. With Trump in office a year, I'm sure there's a lot we can play with. I want to hit some real quick things that I think are just sickening, amazing and sick. Hey, you saw the CNN's Jim Acosta, right? And these guys, I tell you what. I didn't go to school, obviously. Didn't go to school for journalism, right? But I know, what are you going to do? You're yelling over to the president. Mr. President, you're a racist. Yes, I am. Next. I mean, really, what's he expect the answer to be? I thought these guys had college degrees. I thought they were educated. I thought they were supposed to be somewhat smart. But Acosta seems like he's in a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week cycle of just attacking the president. He is not interested in true facts, real information. You know, come on, think about this. Every question he asked was somewhat, had to do with being racially charged. Mr. President, you know, do you want them all coming from Norway? Do you want all white people? No. You know what I want? I want productive people. That's what I want. See, but they're not smart enough to put that together. You know, well, let's see how gutsy they are. Let's see if they truly, they're not just being jerks or they're real. Mr. President, how many African Americans have you hired in the past at high levels, at levels in your management? He goes on to say, just Caucasians or white countries? Do you want people to come here from other parts of the world, people of color? I would keep going back to, I want people to come here that can add something. That's what I want. I want people who can come here who can actually add to the economy, to add to doing things. And not just show up because their country's war-torn. You know, when all the refugees were coming here, not just here, but other countries, because of ISIS, I backed off, whatever you want to call it. I finally said, look, here's what I don't understand. First off, most of the refugees, 90% of the refugees are men. What are they, cowards? Why don't you stay and fight for your country? There's so many more of you than there are of them. If you would turn on them, if you would take them down, they wouldn't have got as far as they got. Trump looked at Acosta at one point in time and said, hey, out. Which I thought was great. I mean, was that a sign of the Secret Service, get him out of here? Because I wish they had turned the camera on them yanking him out, right? These guys have no coup. They get on the president because he's not presidential enough, right? Seriously, they don't like the way he talks. He's too rough. He's too in your face. But it's okay for these guys to do it, right? Media Research Center has reported that CNN anchors and guests uttered profanity at least 195 times in one day alone. Little Jimmy Acosta is not exactly a fair and impartial White House correspondent. He recently told Anderson Giggles Cooper that deep down, the president may just be a racist. Well, it's right. I mean, I'm glad his crystal ball works, right? Honestly, I'm surprised President Trump did not grab little Jimmy by the ear and personally toss him out of the Oval. You know, I mean, I am surprised that Trump didn't just walk up to him and go, you know, you'll need to leave now. When they act like that, you know, it shows that they have no control, no self-control anyway. The White House Correspondents Association should sanction little Jimmy by either revoking his press credentials or at least throwing him out for a week or two. What do you think? Except because you went to school for journalism, just because you got a job as a journalist, doesn't mean you deserve the right to be in the White House. That's just my humble opinion. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me after the break. Don't go far. I've got a lot to talk about. You're going to love this guy. If you haven't seen him before, make sure you don't miss him now. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
Are you an attorney with a passion for defending religious freedom? Are you looking for a new and influential way to use your skills in the new year? At Pacific Justice Institute, we have a network of attorneys who tirelessly work to defend those whose religious liberties are at stake. This network of affiliate attorneys makes PGI unique and provides the ability to take on cases around the nation. Hey, if you're an attorney who desires to make a difference for religious freedom and family values, we invite you to join our team. You can find out more about PGI and how to become an affiliate attorney on our website, pacificjustice.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771 or visit reputationdefender.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Isn't that just like a wop? Brings a knife to a gunfight.
We are back. You can hear the natives are restless. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta says Trump is dying. His cholesterol is just way out of control. You know, it's really funny how these people are. I mean, you watch Hillary Clinton have an epileptic seizure, basically. Well, looked to be, appeared to be. I'm not a doctor. I'm just guessing. Right? And they chalked it up to her just being dehydrated, sure. Okay, I've never seen anybody walk like that when they were dehydrated. I've seen them pass out. I've seen them actually drop down. But I've never seen them go into a fit like that. But again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Maybe that's possible. But here we have President Trump slurring his words a little bit. And they're sure it's either some kind of drug addiction, right? Or he's seriously, seriously ill. Which I just, it's always, always amazing to me. Hey, let's bring on my next guest, because I always have so much fun when he's on with me. Dr. Gerard Lomero joins me. God, you know what? Maybe I have a drug addiction, because my tongue and my lips aren't working very well tonight, doctor. I'll have to have you do a Skype version of an examination, huh? What do you think? Oh, God.
Now, I'll leave that to CNN. You know, they're the experts on becoming fools, because they look like fools these days.
Oh, You know,
it is utterly ridiculous. The questions, I listened to the press conference, and that was just utterly ridiculous. It's hard to just keep from laughing out loud. It is so funny. You know, well, did he have too many cokes? Does he have dandruff? You know what I mean?
Well, come on. I know. Nobody can eat a Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's and drink cokes like that and be healthy. It's impossible. Don't you know that, doctor? I mean, these guys are amazing. Look, I've seen people, people from different ethnicities. Obviously, they eat differently. Some of them are overweight. Some of them aren't. And, yeah, some of them live on to be large but long in life, and some don't. Everybody's a little different, right? I mean, you don't have to go deep into it, but everybody handles food and handles these things a little differently, don't they?
Not only that, but they also are affected by their genes. They're also affected by their psychological attitude. He's a winner. He's used to winning. He told us when he was running for president, you're going to be tired of winning. Well, look at what we're doing. The Dow hit a new high, 25,000 the first week in January. Here we are 2 weeks later. We hit 26,000. That is a record time period to go up 1,000 points on the Dow Jones Industrial Average. We see manufacturing up. Mm-hmm. We see optimism index up. For the last 16 years, the highest it's been in 16 years, economic optimism, according to IBD tip poll. You go on the list. I mean, unemployment, 4.1%. It's a low for years and years and years. Regulations, he's gotten rid of 22 old regulations for every one new regulation he felt is necessary to put on the books. And the trajectory on regulations is dramatically more regulations cut in 2018. Energy. The coal industry is back from the brinks of bankruptcy. ANWR. We're finally allowed, after 30 years of debate, we're allowed to reasonably drill.
Yeah, but you're going to ruin Alaska. No. Don't you? Haven't you heard the eco freaks? They've come out and said, oh, I can't believe this is such an egregious thing to do to the earth, and I can't believe this president doesn't care about the caribou. And I mean, do people realize that this piece of land is the size of a postage stamp for all intents and purposes?
Well, not only that, it's a desolate area. It's going to be well constructed. And the idea it's going to hurt the environment is nonsense. Also, we're moving ahead with Keystone. We're allowed to drill offshore. He's doing things left and right. Do you know, I took a look when the Dow hit 26,000. I looked at the top three industries across the nation. And I looked at energy. And you know what it looked like up until Trump was elected? It looked like a staircase that would go downhill. You know, it looked like just a straight line down was the way our energy industry was doing. And since Trump came in, it's a straight line up. You know, I mean, it's on an angle, the same angle, but it's going up. And it's amazing to see a whole industrial sector of the economy go from, you know, down to up. So dramatically, that's incredible. His impact on this country, on the economy, has been phenomenal. Our GDP is around 3.2 or 3.3% right now. It's targeted to go to 4%. It may go to 4.5%.
Now, doctor, wait a minute. You're obviously not listening to the other economic advisors that say this is all because of what President Obama had put into place. It just took a while for it to move through the system and actually start to produce some results.
Silly. That's like Paul Krug. That's Paul Krugman type logic. Paul Krugman is the Nobel Prize, I might add, winning economist who is a columnist for the New York Times. I have his quote on my computer that says on November 9th, New York Times column, Paul Krugman. He said the result of the Trump election will be a global recession, which we have no idea when it will end. So if you want to listen to those economists, don't expect to necessarily get the right answer.
I don't. What I love about all this is that, you know, nobody has come back and said, you know, maybe we went a little bit overboard. Maybe this is going to happen. No, none of that. They just go past it. you know, like a little, like the 17-year-old son of yours that brings the car back home and go, what about the dents in the car? They didn't have dents when it left here. Yeah, by the way, I got a half a tank of gas. I'm going to grab something to eat. You know, I mean, just totally ignoring the situation right in front of you and what took place. And you're right about jobs, too. I was just, you look at the black unemployment rates among the lowest it's ever been. Hispanic unemployment rates among the lowest it's ever been. Teenage unemployment rates at the lowest it's ever been. And they still won't let this guy go.
Let me tell you something else that's big. And I've got this in the new book. I just made sure that it was in the new book. And that is identity politics. That is the politics the Democrats have been using for a long time. Identity politics is declining. In its place is something else we could talk about if you like. But what's interesting is in the latest survey this week's survey, we find that among black people, 17% support Donald Trump. He had 8% support during the election.
Right.
During, you know, the actual election. That's doubled. So he has doubled his support among blacks. And that's part of the reason Hillary lost the election, because the blacks didn't turn out for her like in the olden days of identity politics. Identity politics is broken. And what's coming up in its place are people that are interested in values. Values. Wow, well, what a concept.
But Dr. Romero, don't you think people got tired, especially the Democrats, you know, they got tired of hearing that Republicans hate kids and clean water and clean air and, you know, African Americans and, you know, just the whole, they got tired of hearing all the negative. Don't you think that's pretty much what happened as well? You only get about 30 seconds.
Well, the answer is that's part of it. There's a lot of things going on. It's good for Trump. It's bad for the media. It's bad for the Democratic Party.
Well, we're gonna come back and talk about the media when we come back from the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. Romero after the break.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. No doubt. We are back. Hey, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that they've taught you to be afraid of. And those labels came from the people on the left who say they don't like labels, unless they're giving them out. So anyway, you can head up to the website, get involved in the conversation there. We also have a live Facebook feed. But, you know, really what you need to do is you need to do nothing but listen and pay attention. If you're driving, drive. But nothing but listen and pay attention, because it's really happening right here on the radio. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. My guest is Dr. Gerard Lomero. Now, he's worked on many political campaigns in various roles, including Ronald Reagan's 1976 and 80 presidential election campaigns. It took me 3 minutes to go through this whole list, but I'm not going to do it. Doctor, thanks for being with me tonight. You know what? I want you to tell people how many of the last presidential elections you have predicted.
I go back quite a bit. My first one was 76, and I was off by one state out of 50. I missed Ohio. But I'll tell you, this time around, I got every state that Trump carried correctly, and I also predicted Trump won in New Hampshire, and we later found out, you know, that he lost by 1,000 votes, but then after the election, we found out that there were about 6,500 votes that mysteriously showed up in New Hampshire saying they were moving to New Hampshire from Massachusetts, but when, you know, studied, all those 6,500 people never did move.
What is it?
I think I was right on New Hampshire,
yeah,
too.
Probably. I mean, is there a law now that says, have we changed the law now that says you don't have to live in the state you vote in, that you just have to be thinking about moving there to vote in that state? That's great.
That's absurd, what it is.
I could vote in 49 other states with that rule. I mean, that'd be great. Or if I use President Oblamo's number, I could vote 56 other states. I don't know. Whichever works. But
That's right. He doesn't know how to count to 50.
Yeah. All right, so let's get back to what we're talking about. You know, tonight the Congress passed another continued resolution. They voted to pass a continued resolution. The vote was 230-197. The bill now moves on to the Senate, where, you know what, I don't know if it'll make it or not. I'm not so sure. I mean, we'll find out, but I'm not so sure if it'll make it. But we got to stop with the continued resolutions. I mean, we really have to lay down a budget, get this thing finished and done, and stop kicking this down the road all the time, right?
Well, I think ultimately the majority is going to have to take control of the House and the Senate. They can't continue to let the Democrats basically have veto power over everything they do, and they need to stand up to them. And I personally think, there's nothing for the Democrats to gain if they shut down the House, because the country, I should say. And I really think the American people are blaming them for everything at this point. They realize they're delusional in terms of their interpretation of events. They realize that all they're there is their only policy in life is resist Trump. They have not accepted the election. They can't stand to see somebody who's conservative in office. They're doing everything they can to get in the way and roadblock. They put, you know, any executive order they send to the nearest Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals judge they can find. And, I think that action needs to be taken. I think Trump is learning the job. He doesn't realize how much power he has. But the Republicans have pretty much been a minority party in their mindset, and all they really seem to want is progressive socialism light. So they're like Democrats. Like, they need to stand up, get a backbone, and start fighting.
There
I think,
go.
For example, the Ninth Circuit should be broken up into two circuits. I think that's a given. I think certain judges' seats can be eliminated. They can, that the Congress gets to set the number of seats, and maybe they just have too many in certain parts, like in San Francisco and other places, Seattle.
Yeah.
Maybe some of those judges aren't even needed, and they need to reestablish more judges in other states. There's a lot of things that go on, but basically Congress is in charge of the game here. They're also in charge of the purse, and they need to get rid of some of the arcane rules that are just getting in the way of the country running. Because after all, they got a majority for the American people in both houses. They have the right to lead this country and set the budget and set the parameters for the various legislative projects
now,
they're working on.
I gotta set you straight, though, because according to Schumer and Pelosi and the like, you know, they're saying this is not what the American people want, that they don't want they don't want conservative rule, they don't want conservative government. So apparently they all pulled the wrong levers when they got into the the voting booths last November and continued on from there. I always get the biggest kick out of this. They really are that. See, I don't think that they really know. You kept saying they've realized. I don't think they've realized anything on the Democrat side. I really think that they're so.
Well, I didn't say the Democrats realized anything. I think the American people did. And I think the Republicans haven't realized what the American people want. I think they're still trying to read the election themselves. I do not think they're acting like they're the winners.
Do you think? Do you think they're trying to figure it out, or do you think that my personal opinion is they don't have a spine to make it work? I really don't believe that they know how to fight, or they're afraid to fight. That's kind of my first impression.
Well, it's hard to be in somebody's head.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Are they afraid? Are they foolish? Are they so wrapped up in the swamp that they can't act any other way? Are they all a bunch of followers and there's no leadership back there? I don't know. There are lots of different reasons. But the bottom line is I follow what the American people want. I try to do models of what the American people want. And I think the American people have been sending a very clear signal. They want conservatism. I think Schumer and Pelosi are just out of touch with reality.
Well, that's how you've been able to call. That's what I like about it when I talk with you. You don't use the simple models that somebody, are you Democrat, Republican, you like Obama, you like this guy. You're actually talking to people about what they've got going on around them, what they would like to see happen. And that helps you, predict who the winner's going to be, because it's based on listening to what people have to say and what candidate lines up with that, right?
Well, it's looking at variables that other people don't bother to study. I look at things like voter intensity. Do you know the voter intensity of the Trump supporters now? It is stronger than during the election. They love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
They think he's doing a fantastic job. And about the tweets, they say, who cares? That's his way of communicating. They don't care at all. You know, CNN did a little study, which is kind of funny.
I saw that. You talk about that clip out of Ohio?
Yeah.
That was great. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, they were looking for somebody who disagrees with Trump, and all they found were people that supported him. And they were, like, in a state of shock. You know what I mean? That was pretty hard for them to leave the coast, a coastal city, and go into the interior, into the wilderness.
Which is what
talk to real voters.
Yeah, they don't do that. They don't go in and talk to, I don't want to say real Americans, But they don't talk to heartland Americans. They don't talk to people that actually being affected by the, you know, the 9-to-5 working scenario. It's just
amazing.
No,
basically, the Democrats are in touch with a couple of large cities like New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Chicago, and a couple of big states in which they have probably a lot of people voting that shouldn't be, like California. And what you've got is a very monolithic, one-sided view of the world, but it's not like America. You look at a map of counties in the United States. There are about 3,000 counties. Every county is pretty much on its own for elections. You know, you don't vote in the United States all at once, everybody. It's like each county holds their own elections mm-hmm. during election night. And you look at the map of all the counties, and you paint the ones that are conservative red. You know, the whole United States is practically red. I mean, the number of blue counties is like hardly any. You know, it's like New York City, okay? So, that's blue.
Yeah, but that's what gives them the advantage is the high density populations of, you know, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New York, Chicago. You know, those are the places that are extremely liberal, are they not?
Well, yeah, they're definitely align with them, but there's also vote ID issues. You know, there are voter theft issues mm-hmm. in a number of places where people, you know, are able to vote multiple times. You have illegal immigrants able to vote. You have people who vote and are registered in different locations. I mean, the abuses are pretty well documented.
Oh, yeah.
It seems like most are on the left.
Yep.
Yeah, well, obviously that's where it is. But, you know, one of the things I think is going to happen, I'll go out on a limb and predict it, within about 2 years I expect to see a voter ID law. It's not in place now, and it probably wouldn't pass now because the House and Senate are having a hard time passing anything.
Right.
But I do think after the 2018 elections, which is going to turn the House and the Senate more conservative than they are now.
Oh, wait a minute. Stop. Stop. We've got to go for a break.
Okay.
I can't let you just fly past that one. We're going to talk about the House and the Senate when we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Dr. Romero is still with us after the break.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Don't just sit there yelling at the radio. Don't just sit there. I mean, we've got a live chat room up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, and be involved with other people in the chat room. Or you can actually head over to Facebook feed, and there's a lot of people there that are smarter than I am, and you'll have a nice conversation with them. But pay attention, because you're going to learn a lot. I got Dr. Gerard Lomero on with me, and I always so much enjoy when he's with me because, seriously, the man has predicted the last, I don't know, how many of the presidential elections do you think you've predicted since 76?
Oh, I haven't counted, but I've been doing presidential elections my whole life. I just haven't been building models for them until 76.
Yeah, but I people need to understand your approach. I like your approach where it's not just a simple who you're voting for kind of thing, you know, and that's how you've been able to do this.
If anybody in your audience wants to know how I do it, this next book that's coming out, More Great News for America, actually answers the question, because I got asked last year so many times, how come the poll hung in 2016? And picked Hillary and not Trump, and how come your models were right? What's the difference? And so actually, Actually, I start out the book by explaining what polls are, how they're done.
Right.
By the way, nothing mathematical or any. It's just for the basic, audience, the regular readers. You don't have to be a mathematician or anything. I go through polls and I go through models and what's the difference and how come the models can be more accurate than the polls and why were the polls wrong and why was I right? And I think a lot of people are going to like that because my audience for the books and when I talk, such as on your show, is really for talk radio listeners. And so the books are geared to them to help them to understand polling better.
Yeah, and, again, people, I get the biggest kick out of it because I always joke, I've never been called. I have very good friends close to me that tell me the same thing. They've never been called. So I don't know who they're calling. They're calling these same people over and over and over again. Hey, one or two examples, Doctor, on somebody in the Facebook feed wants to know, do you have an example of an arcane rule or what you perceive to be as an arcane rule? Go for it. Yep.
Well, I would just bring up the Byrd rule. The Byrd rule basically deals with the Congressional Budget Act of 1974, and it permits senators, basically when they're doing reconciliation work on legislation, that if they think there's some evidence that the federal deficit will change, then they can essentially block it. So the rules in place really make it almost like shut down the Senate. It's like it's so hard to get anything through because you always have to have a 60-vote majority to do things. But you know what? They can change it. They can change the rules of the Senate. It's not in the Constitution. I mean, for example, when Neil Gorsuch was facing confirmation, I think the Democrats would have basically vetoed him, by needing a filibuster, but they changed the rule. So a simple majority gets to win the vote. And we need a simple majority to pass things, like a budget. What a theory. We're supposed to have a budget every year by law. The Democrats have put off budgets for so long, I can't remember.
Wow. Yeah, and you're right. There's plenty of things that come down like that. Also, hey, and you're right about the simple majority. I don't know why we make it so complicated and so hard. It's just craziness, You said before we went out to break in the last segment, and I say this to people all the time. They think I'm nuts, but you can come join the team here. You said that you think that we'll keep the House, keep the Senate, and actually maybe even add seats, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's, once again, due to the modeling I do. Okay, so right now, my forecast for the House is the Republicans will carry it with 232 seats. Now, that's slightly down from where they are now. They're roughly 239. So I show them losing about seven seats, but that's way more than 218 they need to hold the House. So I think it's going to be very easy for the Republicans to hold the House. And in terms of the Senate, the Democrats are up against really bad odds. Because, and not only that, they're on the wrong side of the issues to boot. But in terms of the odds, there are 23 Democrats running for re-election or seats that, trying to hold certain seats. And 23, and there's only about 8 Republicans, 2 independents who are like essentially Democrats anyway. And so they've got 25 seats to defend. Statistically, a lot of those are in states that are heavily, more than double-digit popular vote for Trump, they're going to lose bunches of seats. So right now the Republicans have 51 seats. I think there's a high probability they will have 60 seats or 61 seats coming out of the 2018 election. It should be not only a Republican filibuster-proof Senate, but in addition, quite a few of those seats are going to be more conservative, which is going to make a huge difference to the Trump agenda.
Wow. I love that you're saying that, and it makes sense. I'm having problems with you're kind of depending on people doing the right thing, having common sense.
No. I'm depending on people living out the trends that are there.
Okay.
In other words, I'm looking at how they are acting, how they are thinking, how they are doing. And there are trends in place. And I go through those, by the way, when I talk about models. I look at long-range trends, 24 to 36 years, believe it or not. Short-range trends that are 2 to 8 years. And then I look at dynamic electoral factors that are 1 month to 24 months before an election. All those things are superimposed on each other in my models, and they come up with where things are heading. And it turned out that it was obvious last year, I mean, not last year, 2016, it was obvious that Donald Trump was going to win. There was no way Hillary could win that election. And I knew that months ahead of time because the numbers were overwhelmingly against her and overwhelmingly for Donald Trump. And I remember, you know, I was on 28 shows, believe it or not, on election week, that week in November of the election.
Wow.
And I was on shows all day long on election day. And one of them said to me in the afternoon, well, we've seen the exit and Hillary's won in the exit poll. Are you willing to finally change your mind and say Donald Trump's going to lose this election? It's right here in front of you.
Yeah.
And I said, the exit polls are wrong. I said, Donald Trump will win this election.
Wow.
No doubt about it. He's going to have over 310 electoral votes at 306. I was pretty close.
Yeah, look, yeah,
you know,
you're a heck.
Way,
wait a minute.
I was right about New Hampshire.
You were a heck of a lot. You were a heck of a lot closer than they were. Hey, before we run out of time, though, I want to talk about this FISA issue. You know, I mean, seriously, you're seeing this now come to fruition, but the Dems are letting it go. They're talking about obstruction. So explain.
Well, they don't want the facts to come out. It appears like, from everything we can tell, without having the actual, secret classified information, but from what has leaked and come out, it looks very obvious that the DOJ, some officials in DOJ and FBI, basically tampered with the election. They got FISA warrants to spy on the Trump campaign, and they did everything they could to help Hillary get off the hook for the things that she was associated with, her particular scandals, but they also were basically spying on a presidential candidate and trying to influence an election. I think there's enough evidence in there, and again, I don't have the actual classified evidence, it's secondhand, but I think there's enough evidence there to shut down Robert Mueller's investigation as being worthless and based on a false premise, and so think that people will go to jail over this. Once it's out, I think people are going to go to jail. It's not going to take long.
I hope you're right. We need to start shaking things up. We need to start showing the American people again that no one truly is above the law and that people will go to jail for doing the wrong things, you know? It's just infuriating to me that they've been able to get away with this for so long. It's just irritating as heck. All right, Doctor, tell people about where they can get your books, okay, where they can learn more about you, and approximately, I think you should change the date, approximately when your new book coming out will hit the stands.
Well, we were hoping it was going to hit the stands by Inauguration Day anniversary, but we sort of missed that one. And so it looks like it's coming out roughly in the Valentine's Day. So, I mean, you don't have to buy just chocolates and flowers. You can also buy my book to give to your honey. So,
can you see that now at dinner? You're at dinner with your honey, and you're going, you know, honey, I bought you a beautiful necklace. Here's your 3 dozen roses. Oh, and by the way, here's a book by Dr. Lomero I thought you'd enjoy on Valentine's Day.
That's right.
Very romantic.
The website is Great News for America. It's got all sorts of free information, good stuff on freedom and free markets and everything and elections. And the new book is more Great News for America, and it's for the website greatnewsforamerica.com.
I always have a good time when you're on with me. I always appreciate that you come on at a moment's notice, which I do appreciate. My people love getting the information they get from you. Keep up the good work, and we'll bring you back on if you're still around on the 15th or 16th of February to talk about your new book. How's that sound?
I may be signing a lot of Valentine's.
There you go. All right, Doctor. Thanks so much for being with me today. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
Yep.
Bye now.
I'm Joe Masuda, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, when we come back, I mean, I got all kinds of crazy stories to talk about on the other side of the break. The California Attorney General has said point blank he'll prosecute employers who help immigration sweeps. Isn't that nice? We'll be back in a minute.